And let's pick up Robert in Pennsylvania, and he's got some reddening maybe around the nose and face there. Are you there, Robert?
Hello, yes, sir.
How are you doing? How old a man are you?
Excuse me?
How old a man are you?
Oh, I'm 65.
Okay.
5'11", 150 pounds.
Okay, good. That's easy. And what I would say is whenever we see these, the reddening to the skin, the first thing you always want to think of is that the red blood cells are sticking together.
Oh.
And what happens normally on the cells on the surface of your skin and the very tiny areas in the eye and elsewhere, normally the red blood cell, to nourish that cell, must fold over to get in. Now, if there's two of them stuck together, they go in okay, but they can't get out.
Oh.
And that's often what we see is the reddening at the face, okay?
Uh-huh.
So one of the things you want to do here is get the player on the block that unclumps the red cells, and that, of course, would be niacin. Now, niacin, when you take it, may make you feel burning and really kind of miserable.
Yeah.
So we don't use the straight niacin form. What we like to use is the, it's called inositol hexanicotinate. I know it's a long name, but translated to English, it delivers full nicotinic acid, the full niacin, vitamin B3, but it does not deliver the flushing, okay, the redness. And I think the flushing, when you already got some reddening, is almost a panic button event, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we definitely don't want to do that. So what would be the best way to deliver that? I would suggest the Max Stress B. This should be a big help. And at your body weight, Max Stress B.
Uh-huh.
And I would start out at a half teaspoon, and every 3 days I'd go up a half teaspoon until you reach about 2 teaspoons.
Oh.
And that will let the body just gradually adjust to this dose. And it should help, you should see that, you know, some of the fire is moving from your skin, and that's a wonderful thing. Another help can be real cod liver oil. And, you know, I say this, it's such a difficult thing. You need to make sure it says it's USP cod liver oil, and it shouldn't have huge amounts of vitamin A or be molecularly distilled or any weird thing. It should just be USP cod liver oil.
Oh.
Okay? And for that, about a half teaspoon a day, or you could get capsules. There are vegetable capsules available, and you could take about 4 of those a day. If you have any burping or belching with it, you can take a small piece of orange or citrus. But usually, if this is taken with a normal protein meal, you're going to have a better escort for the fat, okay? And you'll absorb it better.
I see.
All right? I think that should also help the skin, but obviously the premier player for the best health of the skin inside and outside is propolis. So your body size, you may want to take 2 of those per meal for a while and see if the skin isn't a heck of a lot better, okay?
Oh, you mentioned that on the last caller, I think.
That's right.
Propolis.
Yes.
Uh-huh.